We're learning Masechtas Yuma, Daf Yudal Beis, and we're starting from the two dots. The Mishnah tells us the Seder of the Avodas that the Kohen Gadol does the whole week before Yom Kippur, and the Seder of Avodas are, he's makdir the Keteris, then he's made of his Neiris. So it sounds like what comes first? The Keteris comes before cleaning the Neiris. The Keteris comes before cleaning the Neiris. That's what sounds like in our Mishnah. And that's going to be the discussion of our next Amud, about what comes first in the Seder of the Avodas, Keteris or the Neiris. Alma, Zok the Gemara, Keteris Bereish, Vada Neiris, sounds like in our Mishnah, that the thing they did first in the morning, every morning, was Keteris first, and then the Neiris. V'raminu, I'm going to ask you a kasha from the set of Mishnayis in Masechtas Talmud. V'raminu, we learned in Masechtas Talmud, Misha Zok of Adishim Zeich HaPnimi, and it says further in that Mishnah what they did. The first the Kayin who was Zeich to clean the Mizbeich HaPnimi, he did that, it says the whole Seder cleaning the Mizbeich that's in the Heichel. Then it says, Misha Zok of Menaira, he cleans the Menaira. And Misha Zok of Ketairis, he does the Ketairis. So it's first in the Mishnayis and Talmud, what comes first? First comes the Menorah, then the Keteris. Our Mishnah says Keteris comes first. And there it says the Menorah comes first, so it's a stira. Rav Huna, so Rav Huna answers, Man Tana Talmud, Rav Shimon Isha Mitzvahu. The Talmud is arguing around Mishnah. The Mishnayis and Talmud are arguing around Mishnayis and Yuma. And who is the Man the Amar? Mishnayis Talmud, Rav Shimon Isha Mitzvah. You see, Taisus, Divra Maskel Man Tana. Tait speaks out, Rav Huna Kibel, he had a Kabbalah, Rav Shimon Isha Mitzvah of Rabbanan Pligi B'Sei Da'avayda, Valoya Da'her, he didn't know which one which, so he says, okay, Rav Shimon Isha Mitzvah is the Mishnah and Talmud, because the Argus and us, that's what it is. For the Gemara, it can't be. So the Gemara can't be. But Ibcha Shemilo, the Tanai, learned in the Mishnah, in Masechtas Talmud, Bala, this is talking about how you do the Zrika of the Oila, of the Oila Talmud. Usually, a Oila, what you do is shtayim sheim arba. There is three different types of zrikas that are either one zrika, like a Pesach, as was one zrika. Then you have the oila and the asham also shtayim sheim arba, which is two, which is four, which is on each corner, it hits two sides of the corner, so it's two, which lands being four. Then you have the chatas, which you do on every single corner. So this is talking about the oila's tamid. So it says the Mishnah, bala the kerem mizrachis tzvainis. You come to the east. The northeast corner of the Mizbeach, that means if you're facing the Heichel, it's the corner in front of you, but to the right of the Mizbeach. That corner is the first corner. Then, nois the Mizrach HaTzvayin, you put on that corner, the Mizrach HaTzvayin, the northeastern corner. Ma'arav is the right. It's the next one you do diagonally across the Mizbeach, which is the other side of Mizbeach when it's facing you, the other side of Mizbeach, and to the left side. So, nois the Ma'arav HaDuraim, you put it on the Ma'arav HaDuraim corner, it hits both sides, that's how you do Shtayim Shem Arba. That's the Mishnah and Talmud. Ratani Allah Rav Shimon Isha Mitzvah. Rav Shimon Isha Mitzvah learned on this. He argues. Ratani Allah Rav Shimon Isha Mitzvah. Mishnah Batamani. He learns the Mishnah Talmud a little different. And he argues. He says, Mizrach Tzvainis. Nasa Mizrach Tzvainis. By the corner, northeastern corner, you attack a do. A spritz that lands up on both sides. It's one Zrika lands up on two sides. But my Rav is the Raimis on the other corner, which was the... The Maravis Doraimis, which was the southwestern corner, Noisim Marava. You first do the Marava, which is the west, which is the part that's facing the Heichel. V'achach Noisim Doraimis, afterwards you do the south. You do two Zrikas, altogether three Zrikas. It's a new idea, you never had three Zrikas on the Mizbeach. That's the philosophy of Rav Shimon Isha Mitzvah. So what do you see? Rav Shimon Isha Mitzvah argues on the Tanakama of Talmud. So how can you say the Mishnah is Talmud of Shimon Isha Mitzvah? We see Shimon Isha Mitzvah is at odds with the Mishnah and Talmud. Someone says, you're right. Elo, Amar Rav Yechanan, Man Stana Say the Yuma, Rav Shimon Isha Mitzvah. The Yuma is Shimon Isha Mitzvah, because Yuma doesn't stand with Talmud, so Yuma is Shimon Isha Mitzvah. And here in Yuma it says, what comes first? The Keteres, that goes, the Keteres comes first, that's Shimon Isha Mitzvah. And Mishnah Talmud is not Shimon Isha Mitzvah. Now, what's Pshat on Shimon Isha Mitzvah? You'll have to wait, the Mitzvah Shem, Daf, Hesvav, and Av, to tomorrow's Daf, to find out what's Pshat you make, a Zrika on two sides, one on one corner, one on two sides. What's Pshat? We'll have to see to tomorrow's Daf about that. So, talk to Gemara about it. Now that we took care of the stira between Talmud and Yuma, we're going to have a stira in Yuma itself. But Rami, say the Yuma, say the Yuma. We're going to have a stira and say the Yuma, say the Yuma. Tonight, we'll enter the Mishnah. This Mishnah is found later on in the Masechta and Perek Beis. The Mishnah says over there that the different pious, they used to have raffles, that there are four raffles a day, I think it was, and The first pious was Trumas Hadeshen. The second pious was for all the different things, the Tamid, the Dishan of Mizbeach HaPnimi, the cleaning of the Naira. And then the third one was for the Ketairis. So what did you see in Amishna Yuma, later on Chafei, that Ketairis comes after Tavas HaNeiros, after cleaning the Neiros. Not like our Mishna, the Ketairis comes first. But Rami said to Yuma, the Tanah looked like, oh, I'm pious, Hashem, the second raffles, me Sheikhet, who shechs the carbon tall and Mizorik, me Radash Mizbeach HaPnimi, me medashin as a manayro, who cleans the manayro, me malevarim le kevesh. And then it says, pious ashlishi, chadoshim le kataris bo vafisu. The ones who never did kataris before come do a raffle. Here it says chadoshim, because since the kataris caused, was a school of ashiris, therefore they did not allow people who did the kataris already to do it for the second time. It had to be only first timers come with the kataris. This is a makar. It's brought down in the Ramah about doing Sandakayas twice because it's a school of Ashira, so you see Chadoshim leKetairis Ba'u. Akaponim, what does it say in the Mishnah? That Keteris came after HaTavas HaSaneris. After Tavas HaSaneris. It's not like our Mishnah in the first parak. So it's Mistir and Seyed Yuma, Seyed Yuma. Here you can't say it's different from the Yomrim, it's the same Masechta. Because it says in that, in the Pious Hasheni, it says, Me the Medashim HaSaneris. No, they didn't let it in the morning, they let it at night anyway. The whole time we're talking about make the vesneris means to clean the neris. I mean, cleans the neris. That was one of the things they did, clean the neris. So you see what happened was, in our Mishnah it says, first it says, Keteris, Makdeh Keteris, so make the vesneris. And here you see that Tavas HaNeiros, the cleaning the lamps, happened before the Keteris. So the Gemara. It's not shver. Kan. So that's the kasha of the Gemara. And the Gemara says, loy kasha. It's not shver. Why? Because the halacha was that they had a split in the Atavas HaNeiros. And we'll see, this is a sugya later on, also on tomorrow's daf, why they made a havsaka in the middle of Atavas HaNeiros. But they did. They made a havsaka. What they did was, they first did clean five neiros, five lamps out of the seven. The menorah has seven lamps. They do five. They do some avoid in between, then they do the next two. And we'll see why in the Amara on base, next Amara on base. But this Amara, just we have to know is that there's avoid in between. What did you do in between? So what Amara is answering now, what he did in between was the Keteris. So in a way, the Keteris is after the Tavas HaNeiros, and in a way, the Keteris is before the Tavas HaNeiros. And therefore, we have a Teres to the Kasha. Amara Baya Loi Kasha, Kamba Tavas Dei HaNeiros. Our Mishnah says Keteris is first, is talking about before the two Neiros at the end. Later on, then it says Keteris is second, means after the five Neiros. That's the Teretz. So now you could ask me, once you say this Teretz, you don't have to say that the Mishnah and Talmud is different from the Yomar. Maybe say that also, the Mishnah and Talmud says Keteris happened second, maybe it meant after the five Neiros. So Teretz says that anyway, it wouldn't work out because there it says Dama Tomet is after the Dishim Mizbeach HaPnimi, and therefore that doesn't stim with our Mishnais. Anyway, we have a different problem anyway, so we didn't answer this Teretz for that. Okay, but for Stira and Yuma, that's good enough to answer. There's a difference between the two Neiros and the five Neiros. So what comes out from this Teretz, Abaya's Teretz? That Salamemra, the big Teretz, Mafsik Luhu, see. We're mafzik the two neiros, the five and the two, with what? With keteris. That's what comes out of the start. Break the Gemara, but it's a kasha. For those who say kabbonis, we say every day, v'habaya misad demarocha mishmei de Gemara. And if you look in the Siddur, he says that what they do in between is the dama tamid. That's what they do in between. He says, habaya misad demarocha. And he says that Marach Gedok Tavas Marach Shnia goes further. We'll skip to the part where it says it. It says Bedisha Mizbeach Hafimi Koyim Tavas Chamash Neiros. Va Tavas Chamash Neiros Kedem Es Adam Atomid. Va Adam Atomid Kedem Koyim Tavas Shdei Neiros. Va Tavas Shdei Neiros Kedem Es Keteris. So what's the order? Five, then the Tomid, two, then the Keteris. So you see, it's split with the Tomid. Heck, Abaya Zayas Teretz. It's the same Abaya. And for the Gemara, Amri like Kasha, Ahila Abashal, Holler Abanon. It's Machlekes Abashal and Abanon, what you will mafsik the Hatavash Aneris with. According to Abashal, you mafsik with Dama Tomid. According to Abanon, with the Keteris. And if you look back at the Siddur, Abayav Masada HaMarachos Shvei the Gemara, Valiba the Abashal, Taka puts in the what Agmar says, Aliva Davashol, because Davashol holds that you split it with the dam, Hatomet. The Tayun, the Rabbisa, Lo Yetiv is an Eris, Vacha Yakter. Don't first do all seven Eris and then be two Kateris. El Yakter, first do Kateris, Vacha Yetiv, which means the two Eris do after Kateris. Abashol, I'm going to know, Meitiv Acha Machti, do all the Atavas Neris, then you do Akarom. My time with Davashol, what's the reason for Davashol? So we have to continue to Amud Aleph just to get, just we learned like 5-6 lines into, or 10 lines into Amud Aleph, just in order to, we don't stop in the middle of the Gemara. My time with Avashol, the Chassid says in the Pasuk, Ba'boike, ba'boike, ba'tivu es ha'neiros, in the morning when he cleans the neiros, this is in the Torah, it says, when he cleans the neiros in the morning, v'hadi yak yakarana, it says, read the Pasuk inside, the Pasuk says, so it sounds like after you do the Tiva Sanaris, Yaktirana. So Zakhtar Abashal, it says clearly, you do first the Torah Sanaris, then you Yaktiris. So it has to be splitting it with Dama Tamit. So what did Rabbanan learn? Rabbanan, my Kamar, Rahman, what's the Torah saying? While you're doing that, Tava Saneris, at that time in the morning, you do Maktik Teres, which means right afterwards, do Maktik Teres. So the Rabbanan bring a raya that you could say this taich, that it means Be'idon at that time. Because if that's not true, you could say that when it says to be Makter the Keteris, Beshasa Tava Saneris, it means the same time, not in between. I'll bring a raya that's true to say such a Yisoid. It says in the evening, the chsiv, that's when you light the menorah. It says, "V'halos aronos aneres ben abayim yakdirena." We know you bring taurus in the morning and bring taurus at night. That's why the olim who says kavanos amincha, they say in the shacharis amincha, because it's taurus again at night also, in the evening also, ben abayim at night, it's the evening. "V'halos aronos aneres ben abayim yakdirena." So it says, "V'shas the madik aneres yakdirena." So feed the abashal. What it should mean is that after neiros you do a taurus afterwards, because that's what he says. So, Hachinami, tell me the Varesha, Madik Neiros. You first do the Neiros, but how the Makta Teres into Teres Ben Abayim? And the Chitim, you'll tell me, yeah, Hachinami, may Abashal holds yes. But Tanya learned in a Braisa, it says in the Pasuk, Me Erev Ad Baiker, that Me Erev Ad Baiker, you light the Neiros, the Lost of the Neiros, but how is Aranis and Neiros Ben Abayim, Yakdirena, Teres Tomoth Ne Hashem, the Resechem, that's the wrong Pasuk. Next Pasuk says, Yarech Oisoi Aharoin Mavonov, Me Erev Ad Baiker. You light the Menorah, Me erev ad biker, or you saw him erev ad biker. So the first taich in the brayse is ten lo medasa. You put enough of oil on there. Shtei delekes v'lekes kol laila. It's a light from the evening till the morning, and sometimes it's like long winter nights. That's be enough to last a whole winter night. But lekes kol laila me erev ad biker. Davach a different taich which is given for us. This is the only thing avoida happening me erev ad biker. So we know you can't do Keteris afterwards. You cannot do Keteris afterwards. So what's found in the pasuk of a halos aronos and eres ben abayim? Ella ma'ikam arachmana be'idon adloka te makta Keteris. It must be at that time of adloka you do Keteris. You actually do Keteris first. Hachinam is after Rabbanon be'idon atava te makta Keteris. B'shas atava you do Keteris. Not that atava has to be. Not that atava has to be completely first. It means they do at the same time. And therefore, he tells Abashal, I have a proof that it means B'idon. V'Abashal, I'm Allah, you're right, that's the halacha at night. But there it's different, we have Xeris Kosov. Shani Hasam, the Chsiv Oisoi. There it says Oisoi, which means Oisoi, that's the whole night, and nothing else is from Erev Ad Baker. So Agapanim will come out right now, before next time tomorrow will continue, is that we had a stira, two yumas, and here it is, that our Mishnah says that Keteris is first, is before the two Neiros. Later on, that says Keteris is second, is after the five Neiros. And this whole thing is according to the Rabbanan. Abashal hold the Keteris is completely after the Neiros, because it says in the Pasuk that Babaika Begativis Neiros, Yakdirena.